This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Tim Cavanaugh with Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. They're coming up right after this.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Yeah, here's a letter. Dear Donnie Baker, I was wondering if you've ever ridden in a limousine, and if so, what was it like? Signed, Curious in Kalamazoo. Well, hell yeah, man, I've been in a limo. You think I'm some kind of bumpkin on a fixed income? Oh, man, only about a year ago or so, I met this really hot chick in a chat room. I mean, this chick was smoking hot, and she had the pictures to prove it. She had been in Playboy, Penthouse, Swank, Hustlers, all of them. Hell, even Sports Illustrated asked her to be in a swimsuit issue, but she refused to model any place she couldn't strip to the nip. I swear to God that's true. She liked to spend her free time in chat rooms talking about boats and outboard motors, which intrigued me. I figured I'd try to sell her my boat. Maybe she'd buy the boat, I could show up, rock it, and dock it, and get a 2-for-1. Yeah. Anyways, man, we hit it off, and she did invite me out for a visit. She lived in Arizona, so I had to fly out there, man. Huh. And I was hoping she'd meet me at the airport, but there's some little fat guy waving a sign that said, Rod Porkmore. That's my name in the chat room. I swear to God it is. And I was impressed at how classy this chick was, man. You could tell she had money because she had sent a limo to pick me up. So when we get to the car, man, I jump in the back seat, and the driver kept asking if I'd be more comfortable up front. But no way was I going to miss them sweet limo perks you get, man. Hell, I thought there'd be a bar and a sunroof where I could stand up and moon cops as we drove past. But there wasn't any of that stuff. And just what kind of limo company uses a country squire station wagon in their fleet anyways? I mean, it was roomy and stuff, but I really was wanting to moon some cops. Uh-huh. So, man, we finally get to her house, and I guess she'd given the driver a key because he took me right in. But instead of waiting out in the car, man, get this. He sat on the couch with me. Hell, I didn't care. He fixed us a snack, even cracked open a 2-liter of Mountain Dew. Then he excused himself when he was gone for like 15 minutes.
Oh.
And I think it's pretty rude to pinch one off in your customer's house. But hell, as long as he splits when my chick gets home, I could care less. That's what I told him. But then he comes back and he's wearing a dress.
Uh-oh.
I swear to God he was. He must have been going through her closet. And then he starts saying a whole bunch of stuff about me, like personal stuff, right to my face. And I had no idea where he even found this stuff out. So I punched him right in the rib cage. And he was all like, well, why'd you come here then? But I didn't know what he was talking about, man. I just hoofed it back to the airport. So I guess my message is, you get what you pay for. And limos ain't no different. So don't use a cut-rate service. Man, sometimes I still think about that chick. I swear to God I did. I mean, she might have been the one, you know?
Yeah.
She may have been Mrs. Rod Porkmore. I swear to God she might. I gotta go.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show.
I swear to God they don't.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom Griswold, and we have a guest, Tom.
A guest or two. Boy, look at that handsome guy. I'm talking about Tim Cavanaugh.
Who was just joined on the
big Zoomer screen over there. And also, Tim, I should point out that the famous Greg Hahn is here with us, another one of my favorite people.
You give me the cold shoulder, I'll give you the frozen head in the freezer. Come on! My Dahmer joke! 19 minutes late!
Thank you very much. Tim Cavanaugh, by the way. the way, is also going to be on the road. Are you going to be inside, Tim? Because it looks like you haven't been outside this last couple of years.
Well, they're going to force me to be outside a little bit. Because my doctor's been talking to me about my melanin problem.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even know men had melanins, but
you are truly one that does. He is.
I'm actually going to be in a it's a fair setting. So I will be covered and the audience will not be. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Tim,
I just have to hope that it's not supposed to rain. So
Tim, you are truly a walking white balance. You know that, right? Look at that.
You know what? Yeah, I know. And believe me, I have had talks with my doctors about that.
All
but
right.
That's the least of my worries, apparently. So I'm white.
Yeah, you're looking good. There's kind of a monochrome feel to your face now, but your nice blue eyes and red lips are sticking out.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to see you, Tim. Very good.
You guys want the room? What's going on here?
Well, no. I mean, I think if we didn't make fun of Tim, then it wouldn't be any fun. Come on. You can't just
we
go,
know that's
hey, Tim, we're so this? Hey, Tim, we're so glad you're healthy and safe.
We are. It's good to see you.
We might be.
We might be. Some people might not be. I don't
see.
I don't want him to.
I don't care.
I don't want him to perish, but anything that keeps him off of the road and keeps him from driving, I'm for.
You don't like his driving?
Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Oh, he's the worst. He admits it. He freely admits it. He's the worst driver in America.
I do admit it. My wife does most of the driving. Well, she's blind.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Tim is famous on this show for his birthday tributes, and so I thought we would get right to it. Tim, I'm going to start the music right now.
Hey, everybody. It's time once again for Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. I'm comedian Tim Cavanaugh. Born on the exact same date, November 5th, are Ike Turner and Art Garfunkel.
Oh.
Two men who would not be very famous except for their talented partners, Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel, and Mike of Mike and Ike. Turning 55 this week is musician Keith Urban, who, ironically, never gets played on Urban Radio.
Sure does. A real shame.
You know, you figure they named it Urban. Hey, celebrating a birthday next month is Apple CEO Tim Cook, who will be 62. When Tim Cook took over Apple, all I could think of was old sayings like, too many cooks spoil the broth, and an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and we'd rather have our old jobs back. Because Steve Jobs used to be the
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got it.
What Tom said was very clever in a dry way. Yes.
Thank you. Actor David Schwimmer is 56 this month. When asked how he landed the role of Ross on Friends, he said, "Well, it all began when I turned out to be a faster swimmer than my father's other
Sheeman." You know, I heard him say David Schwimmer, yep. And I thought, no.
Did you hear him say sperm?
Yeah.
Yes. He went right at it. That was the payoff. That's the tag, you see.
That's the whole thing. If you don't hear sperm, then I'm in trouble. Celebrating her 14th birthday is actress Sunny Sandler. According to her IMDb page, she's been featured in 7 films, all of them alongside her father, Adam Sandler, in what we used to call home movies. Nowadays, you get your own IMDb page. I wish they had that back then.
Yeah.
Well, name the part of Timmy. That would be Timmy. And I get in the book and I get a union card. So, all right. The world's highest paid model, Kendall Jenner, is turning 27. Her success should come as no surprise given her genetics. I mean, she's got her mother's good looks, her father's athleticism, and her new mother's ability to wear high heels even though she still has men's feet. That's true. That's hard to do. Celebrating birthday number 76 is Sally Field. Mm. The Oscar-winning actress has osteoporosis, which is bad enough. But the cruelty she experiences is every time a fellow actor tells her to break a leg. It's heartbreaking.
It sure is. Really insensitive.
And unnecessary. This story is weird and true. Actress Lucy Liu, who played in Charlie's Angels movie, she turns 54 this month. She's left-handed and is nicknamed Lefty Lucy Liu. Which means if you're making love to her, you should do it counterclockwise, just like any other screw.
Lefty Lucy.
That is true. Nice.
And righty-tighty.
Greg, did you ever work the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase? Have you ever been to that place?
I'm not sure. Let's say no.
It's a great club. Well, when Lucy Liu was in college, she worked as a waitress at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, where I worked so often, I figure I must have met her there. Mm-hmm. She probably remember me because of the surefire opening line I had for the waitresses. I'd say, "Hi, can you get me a water and a Diet Coke?"
I bet that worked every time.
I got a water and a Diet Coke every time. Leave an extra dollar. Celebrating birthday number 78 this month is actor Danny DeVito. One night 40 years ago, he was in bed with his then girlfriend Rhea Perlman. He suddenly felt a gun to his head.
Oh, my.
It was Rhea's father, who said to DeVito, "Well, mister, it looks to me like you've got two choices. You're either marrying my daughter, Rhea, or I'll kill you right here. So what's it going to be? Diarrhea." I said, "Diarrhea." At which point, Danny's bowels erupted right on cue.
Right on cue. He has hands, all right.
Diarrhea. Yes, turning 71 years old this month is actress Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh.
Who was wonderful as Ellen Griswold, Tom Griswold's sister-in-law, in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's right.
The scene where she gives Tom 24 identical khaki shirts for Christmas and he starts weeping with joy is one of the most moving scenes in cinematic history.
Isn't that touching?
Yeah.
Very nice.
In my opinion. Dennis Wilson, one of the founding members of the legendary Beach Boys, would have been 78 this week. Mm. Dennis drowned at age 39 and was remembered by his fellow band members with this moving tribute song. "Drown, drown, kid, drown."
Yeah, kid, drown. Wasn't that a lovely moment when they sang that?
That should not have been told.
Wait, we got this new dark side, Tim Kavanaugh.
To lighten things up, hey, Condoleezza Rice turned 68 this month. She's the answer to the trivia question, which former Secretary of State goes best with Condoleezza chicken? Born this week back in 1854 was John Philip Sousa, the man who wrote Stars and Stripes Forever.
Ah.
The prolific composer of patriotic songs died on March 6, 1932, which is now known as Sousa's Unfinished March. Because he died, right?
Yeah,
in March.
Right. Hey, singer Bonnie Raitt celebrates her 73rd birthday this month. Back in 1991, she released the hit single, I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't.
Right.
A song that sure rang true back then. Today, of course, we have roofies.
I like this all new dark side Tim Gavin.
He's always had it.
This is okay. This is all right. The legendary Peanuts cartoonist Charles Schulz would have been 99 years old this month. Shortly before his death, he started suing everybody.
Oh.
He won his first lawsuit against Snoop Dogg in an obvious case of copyright infringement. Mm-hmm. His next lawsuit against Eminem was thrown out of court when his argument that Eminem with peanuts was created without Schulz's permission. A month later, he was murdered by a rival cartoonist who had a classic case of peanuts envy.
Peanuts.
Yeah, right.
Envy. There you go. Oh, this one. This is a little historical. In 1887, Chiang Kai-shek, who ruled China for 47 years, was born. He gained notoriety as a great military leader who famously dismissed all the cowards from his military.
Oh.
In fact, he was the first one to call General So chicken and eventually ordered him to go. That's a little bonus. Jump there.
I love the bonus.
And now, a special haiku poem to honor one of today's celebrities.
What a treat.
Blurring the lines between comedy and tragedy, Randy Quaid. He's nuts. Happy 72nd birthday, Randy. Because it's kind of comic and
Yeah, he's had some tragic. Tough times, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Need some help.
275 years ago this week, frontiersman Daniel Boone was born.
Oh.
Quoting Walter Clifford, the great historian, quote, Daniel Boone blazed the wilderness road in KY. Not the jelly, but the steak.
Yes,
of course.
And I've got two more jokes, Tom, and then we wrap it up.
I got the closer.
Unless this one is not good. All right, singer Willow Smith will turn 22 on Halloween. Her family birthday celebration will be a little bit different this year after her father's behavior at the Academy Awards. For the first time ever, Willow Smith's birthday party will not include the spanking machine, as mandated by the LA Sheriff's Office. And by way of clarification, Willow's first hit song, Whip My Hair, was not about her mother's hair.
Oh.
It was about her own. Again, I don't want trouble in the street.
You keep her name out your mouth.
I know. I should learn my lesson. Finally, fashion designer Calvin Klein is celebrating birthday number 80 this week. He is currently suing a competitor for trademark infringement. His popular CK body spray is being confused with a new product called Louis CK body spray.
Oh.
Which is a different kind of body spray altogether. Well, that wraps up another edition of Celebrity Birthdays. Until next time, remember, who needs a calendar when you've got a Kavanaugh?
Thank you, Tim.
All right, Timmy.
Thanks, Tim. Glad you're doing well.
See you, Tim.
Thank you,
Tim.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the love and support, you guys.
Go look for the
and
song.
Thanks, all my fans, for writing me stuff.
Okay. Now, what just happened to him? He's disappeared. We have
Lock that phone.
Greg Honda joining us in the studio as well.
Right. Right.
Beer, liquor, never sicker.
Yeah.
Right? Liquor, beer in the clear.
All right.
So add it. So the beer, liquor, never sicker. Just add another beer.
Beer, liquor, beer.
Beer, liquor, never clear. Sicker. Then add a beer, you're in the clear.
Oh, that's good advice.
I've been working on this.
A lot of thought.
Yeah.
We go to the deep topics today.
Let me tell you something.
We have Christy Lee. Well, you want to tell
me something? Go ahead. Tell us.
Well, I was just going to say, people wonder, how can I memorize all my material? You know what I mean?
How do you do
When you start off, you have like 2-3 minutes when you first start.
Right.
30 years later, you have 27 minutes of material. You just do it.
Yeah.
But I want to add stories. That's what I want to do. I want to add stories. You know what I mean? That's going to add time to my act.
Mm-hmm.
These guys with a new hour and a new hour, they tell stories. So I'm going to tell a story. Check, you time it.
All right. Okay.
Let me know how much time I'm adding to my act.
I got my phone out. Okay.
All right. I'll tell you about my skydiving story.
Oh, all right.
I put on a parachute. We go up, right? I jump out, land fine. How much was that?
13 seconds.
Boom. See? I'm adding to my act.
Boom.
I'm glad you cut the Geronimo part. That could be taken the wrong way by people these days.
How about when I went to Europe?
Oh, I'm timing. Go ahead.
I got on a plane, went over there, lots of little cars honking at each other, old buildings back. Boom. How much time was that?
11 seconds.
Yeah, good.
You'll have a new hour in no time.
Yeah, boom.
Add it all up. It adds up.
He is comedian Greg Hahn.
You got to remember why we do comedy. You got to step back and think, why do we do comedy? Because I want a Bronco Raptor. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a great point.
I think you want one.
Do you think I want one of them for sure. Yeah, you think you and I,
the Raptor,
Greg, could get a 2-for-1 deal? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can
talk somebody down.
Yeah, $400 off. We could do it.
All right. Three formats.
Very nice. Sure.
Ace! Hey, I'm dating this girl from, she was in the Carney. She was carnival worker, worked in the Haunted Mansion.
Really?
She ghosted me. Hey, come on. Where are you people?
Ace, you gotta love that joke, Ace.
She ghosted me. You get it? Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Let me take it again from the top. Anyway.
Okay, I'll show you how it's done here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this is the real thing.
The girls
Don't
took the day
lying.
Off. They were here yesterday.
He's spinning it like he did on purpose now.
Halloween, I've been learning a lot about ghosts myself.
Yeah.
Like, what's in a ghost nose?
What?
Boogers.
If Christy's laughing that hard at it, that means it must.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.